All right, Isaiah chapter 46, the Bible said in verse number 9, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. God had already said this in the previous chapter 6 times, but when he gets here, he adds something to it. He said, I am God and there is none like me. If you know him tonight, you'd have to say amen.
Amen.
There is no other Savior. And there's none like him. Amen. It blesses me, Brother Junior, to see these kids singing with enthusiasm. Amen. I mean, it blesses me. And I appreciate that. I hope and pray they'll grow up realizing there's none like him. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you tonight for our people. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for the Word of God. How precious it is to us, Lord. I pray you'll lead our hearts and our minds into the message. God will give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I believe last Wednesday night we shared a message entitled, There's None Like Him in His Speech. Man, I don't think I mentioned this last Wednesday night, but I can still remember the commercial that said, when E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen. Amen. Well, I just dare say that when Jesus spoke, people listened. That's what made the Pharisees mad, amen. They wasn't listening to them, but they would listen to Jesus, amen, because he spoke as one having authority, amen. And by the way, beloved, if you teach the Word of God, you preach the Word of God, you don't have to apologize because it is the final authority, amen. If you stay in this old book, you don't have to apologize for nothing, amen. Because it is God's Word. And we talked about there's none like him in his speech. Well, tonight I want to bring you a message entitled, There's None Like Him in His Compassion. And I mean that tonight. Someone said years ago that compassion is love in action. In other words, you can see it happening. I was going to use this verse in the closing, and I'm not going to get to close this message tonight. So I'll go ahead and give you the verse. The Bible said Jesus, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. Compassion will move you. Amen. Because they were as sheep scattered abroad, having no shepherd. Amen. That's what the Bible said. He was moved with compassion. And so tonight, I wanted to open up with this little thought. The Bible said, love not in word and in tongue, but in deed and in truth. I won't get this exactly right, but over in the book of James, it says something like this. You know, if somebody's hungry, you don't just walk up and say, be ye warmed and filled. That ain't going to help them a bit. What they need is a sandwich or a bowl of soup or a hamburger, amen? And that would be showing compassion, not just with your words, but with your actions. I was coming out of Pennsylvania one time, and I always like to stop up there. I think the store's closed down now. It's called Gander Mountain. I'm an outdoorsman. Most of you all know that. And I like to get out of the car or get out of the truck or whatever I was driving and walk around a little bit. Well, what a better place to walk around in. Amen. I told Miss Eve the first time we went to Rural King, I said, I like this place. Amen. You can find boots. You can find jeans. You can find something to work with. You can find something to hunt with. You can find ammunition. I just like that place. I hope they'll pay me for this advertisement. Amen. Amen. So a good, safe gift for Pastor would be a gift card to Rural King. Amen. I tell you that right now. For Miss Eve, too. Watch her. She's shaking her head no, so we'll just get her a gift card, too. Amen. Anyway, I was coming in, and I got off the exit up there where Gander Mountain is, and there was a fella holding up a sign. Said, hungry. And I had my camper, and I was pulling it with my truck. And Miss Eve, when I left home, I would go away for 2 weeks. And I had food in the fridge, and I had food in the freezer. And how many knows that I had more than enough? Say amen. I never did come home hungry. Amen. And so as the food would run out and get lower in the fridge, I would drop it down out of the freezer into the fridge and just keep eating. I mean, she'd get out there on the grill before I left for an hour and grilled chicken and grilled hamburgers and grilled all beef hot dogs. Amen. You feed me one of them others, I'll get sick on you. Amen. But anyway, so I had food and I thought to myself, I turned left right there. He was standing across at that ramp over there. And I thought to myself, I said, Lord, if he's standing there when I leave here, I'm going to stop. And sure enough, he was standing there with that sign, said, I'm hungry. And I stopped, Brother Houston, because there's a lot of people playing games. And I asked the man, I said, sir, are you really hungry? I said, do you want money or do you want food? Brother Rick, he said, I need something to eat. And I said, well, you've come to the right place. Amen. I opened that camper door, and I'm telling you, I loaded his wagon. I had canned goods. I had stuff in the fridge. And I loaded that man's wagon with crackers. I'm telling you, he could probably eat 2 or 3 days on what I gave him. He said, Pastor, why did you mention all this? Yes, there's people out there that'll take advantage of you. There is. All they want is a little money for beer, or a little money for... But I'm just telling you this. We need to mind the Spirit of God that lives in us. Amen. If that fellow would have said, no, I don't want no food, I want some money, he wouldn't have got no money or any food. Amen. But he answered the question right. His sign was right. He was hungry. Amen. And I want to ask you this question tonight. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but tell me what our Savior would have done. What if he just said, God bless you, to that man, let them stand there hungry? No. There's opportunity after opportunity. The Bible said, greater love hath no man than this, and a man would lay down his life for his friends. How many knows he got something else with that food? He got the gospel. Amen. I don't know what he did with the gospel. I don't know what he did with the food, but I knew I did what God wanted me to do with what God had blessed me with. Amen. The Bible said, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's not waiting on us to do anything to love us. He loves us. And beloved, he wants to help us. I'm reminded of the story of the rich young ruler. This is always, it's blown my mind. How many believes God knows the beginning from the end? He knew the rich young ruler was going to reject him, that he loved his riches too much. But the Word of God used these words, said, he, Jesus, beholding him, the rich young ruler, loved him. Amen. He loved that rich young ruler just as much as he loves you and just as much as he loves me. He loved that rich man in hell just as much as he loved Abraham, just as much as he loved Lazarus. Amen. For God so loved the world. There's none like him in his compassion. Amen. Turn to John chapter number 11 with me tonight. This is probably where I'll park just a few minutes and we'll dismiss. In John chapter number 11, I want you to see something here. The Bible said in verse number 1, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. When we make prayer requests, Sister Joyce, like you did a while ago for that 15-year-old girl, let me tell you this tonight. There'll be some of us that'll key in on certain things to pray about. Most of us, because we can't remember everything. Somebody say amen. So we just pray about what God brings to our mind. But I want you to know tonight, every request is on the heart of the Savior. Amen. The Word of God said that he knows what we need even before we ask. Mary and Martha, they think Jesus is late, but he's not late, beloved. He's right on time. The Bible said here in the town, there was a man sick, a certain man named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. And it was Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And the Bible said when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now the Bible said in verse 5, look at this. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. I believe if you could interview these three people tonight, They would tell you there's none like him in his compassion. I believe even Lazarus and Martha and Mary would say something like this, Daddy loved us, but there ain't no love like the love of God. Ain't no love like the love that Jesus showed to us. Amen. Mama loved us, but there's no love to compare to that love that Jesus showed for us. When you drop on down in the chapter, we know that Jesus, he waits until Lazarus died. And the Bible talks about in verse 17, when Jesus came, he found that he had laid in his grave 4 days already. And the Bible said, now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. You can notice in the Bible that Martha's usually on the move, and Mary's the one that's usually sitting still. Amen. And listen, God made us the way we are. Some of us are more cut out to be on the move, and some of us are more cut out to be sitting still. Amen. But we do all need to be still and know that he is God, and take time to sit at the feet of Jesus and hear his word and fellowship with him and commune with him. The Bible said, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, we'll give it thee. Let me ask you this. Did she really know that? Think about that. Let me read on in just a minute. Did she really know that? Did she really believe that? Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Then Martha said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ. That ain't what Jesus asked her. I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, the Master's come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come unto the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, they said that when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, they followed her, saying, she goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet. She was used to being there at his feet. And the word of God said, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. They had a great deal of confidence in what Jesus could have done if he would have just gotten there a little earlier. I promise you tonight, I'm speaking to people in this auditorium. There's been a time in your life when you thought he was late. You thought he didn't know what was going on. You thought, beloved, listen, where is the Lord? And the Bible said, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And the Bible said, Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, watch this now. It's not just Martha. It's not just Mary. It's not just Lazarus. But everybody around them. Then said the Jews, they saw the Son of God weeping, and they said, behold, looky here. Look how he loved him. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I believe with all of my heart, I believe that's one of the reasons why the Bible said, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy, and he that goeth forth and weepeth shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. I'm glad my grandpa could take me down in a basement where a dirt floor looked like it had been waxed, where he'd been on his knees, a snotting and a slobbering and a crying and begging God to save his children and his grandchildren. Amen. And God let fruit come out of that. There was compassion here. Jesus wept. Behold how he loved them. There's none like him in his compassion. And some of them said, watch this now. They're agreeing with Martha and Mary. Some of them jump on this bandwagon. Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Honey, they're fixing to see something. They're fixing to experience something that's out of this world. Say amen. And so are we. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you, over there in Damascus, Virginia, that's where my daddy's laid. That's where my mama's laid. I've got aunts and uncles laid over there. Honey, our Lord's a-coming. And when He comes, amen, those graveyards are going to look like popcorn. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, out from the grave, He arose. And out from the grave, you and I are going to arise. Amen. Brother Herman Anderson said, whether I go by way of the clods or by way of the clouds, I'm going to be with Jesus. Amen. I like that, don't you? The Bible said, Jesus, therefore, again, groaning in Himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay on it. Jesus said, take ye the stone. Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. They took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. Listen to me. I believe this. We need to get a hold of this, beloved. Listen. You say, Pastor, why did Jesus love them the way? Because God is love. He has no choice. Say amen. That's what He is. That's what He's made up with. I couldn't help but think about those families last night and all those that we met there with 20 minutes left. And oh, yes, we're supposed to visit till 7, but we went overtime. Glory to God. Amen. You get in a situation like that. Amen. You're just standing in a honey patch. Amen. And God blessed. But the whole reason, beloved, that He blessed, it's not so much because we loved them. It's because we love Him, and He loved them, amen, and He loved on them through us, amen. What a blessing it is. Here comes Jesus. He said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. I knew that Thou hearest me. I love this always. I wish I could say that. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I told you before, beloved, there's times when you pray and you wonder. For whatever the reason, say amen. Sometimes our prayers, brother, they'll not mix with faith. The Bible said, don't let that man think he's going to receive anything of the Lord because he's double-minded. Amen. But the Bible said here, thou hearest me. Every time Jesus bowed his head and prayed, the Father heard him because, beloved, he walked with him and talked with him because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and the face was about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. Now here's my point tonight, and I'm finished. If those Jews, Brother Jack, were saying, before Lazarus got up, behold how he loved him. What in the world was they saying after he got up? Glory to God. I believe God just put a magnifier on his love. Say amen. What was Martha saying now? What was Mary saying now? What were those Jews saying now? Honey, they're running up and down the road saying there ain't nobody like him. Amen. He stood at the tomb and said, Lazarus, come forth. He's got power, not just over the sea, but he's got power over death, hell, and the grave. Amen. What a blessing tonight. Let me say this to you. You can read it in the book of Psalms. I'm not sure exactly where. I could put my finger on it in a minute. But the Bible said of the children of Israel, they limited the Holy One of Israel. If you and I aren't careful, we'll do the same thing. We'll say, boy, God had all kinds of power back there. Let me tell you something about God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let me tell you about something about God's love. It's never changed. He loves sinners just as much today as he did them. He loves his children just as much today, Brother Stephen, as he loved Mary, and he loved Martha, and he loved Lazarus. Amen. He loves us just as much. Amen. He's no respecter of persons. Be a happy day, Brother Ralph, when your granddaughter discovers how much the God of heaven loves her. If she'll figure that out, Brother Ralph, maybe she'll figure out how much you love her. How much Mama loves her. Amen. I'm going to tell you, beloved, listen to me. This old world will get us twisted up. But there's a Savior tonight. Amen. That can help us to get straightened out in our hearts and in our minds. Amen. I appreciate you coming tonight. That's not nowhere near the message. But that's just tickling at it a little bit. And we'll come back maybe Sunday night and tickle a little more. I'm not going to tickle at your ears, but I'll tickle at the message a little bit. Amen. See where God goes with it on Sunday night. Father, thank you for our people. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, more than anything for your love. Lord, I could say tonight, behold how you love me. God, you come by that night when I was in a mess, hellbound. The songwriter got it right, Lord, when he said, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. Thank you, Lord, the master of the sea come by that night and reach further down than I could reach up. I thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you for trusting me, God, with this book. Thank you for my people. God, I pray tonight you'll meet the needs. Lord, there are many, but God, you're a great need-meeting God. Lord, I pray that like Mary, like Martha, like Lazarus, we'd understand we've got a story to tell. Lord, no one ever loved us like Jesus. Help us tonight. In thy name we pray. Amen. Amen.